Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's no secret that Latin American cuisine has had a huge impact on our way of eating. Tacos, burritos, salsa verde, and the Cinco de Mayo all underscore this point. Now, as a big fan of Hispanic and Caribbean food, there's one dish I will always order if I see it on a menu, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'll dig into anything that has black beans in it.
Well, you're not alone, Al. I mean, black beans are frijoles negros.
Yeah.
They deserve their place as a staple in Latin cooking and in our kitchens as well.
Well, I find them really easy to work with, and I think they really adapt. They're good at soaking up flavors from whatever you're cooking them with.
Yeah, I also think they're very forgiving, too. It's hard to mess up a dish with black beans.
Not surprisingly, black beans originated in the Americas, where they have been around for literally thousands of years. But today, I understand, they're grown all over the world, including here in Maryland.
Yeah, it's hard to think of a culture that wouldn't love them.
For sure. Well, like so many of our favorite beans, you can get them canned and ready to go, or dried. Now, how should we handle those?
Well, the dried beans, as always, you want to rinse them off, pick out any, you know, stones, twigs, whatever might have found their way into the bag, which happens. And then the slow way would be to put them in a large bowl and cover them with at least 2, I usually use 4 inches of water, and leave them in the fridge overnight. The reason we add a lot of water, they're going to absorb it and swell up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, too little and you're in trouble.
Yeah. Is there a faster way to go about that?
Yeah, a little faster. You know, you could put them in a bowl with a little vinegar and then cover them with boiling water. Mm-hmm. And then that would be maybe 4 hours-ish to let them soak.
Yeah.
You know, in either case, don't over-soak them so they get too soft.
No, that's no fun. Now, when a recipe specifies black beans, is there going to be a difference in flavor from, say, pinto beans?
Oh, yeah, there will be. I mean, black bean, it's denser and chewier than a lighter bean, and the flavor is richer and earthier. So they're the powerhouse of the bean world.
Yeah, the simplest thing to do with your beans is to cook them straight up. My inclination would be to do something like chicken broth.
Vegetable broth works, you know, if you're trying to keep things vegetarian.
Right.
You can also throw in aromatics, onions, garlic, spices, cayenne, cumin, et cetera, et cetera. A big thing to do is use a ham hock, right?
Sure, yeah.
Which is where we always love to get some flavor for at least a couple hours when you're cooking them.
Now, in Puerto Rico, I saw a lot of black beans and rice, especially as a side dish for grilled flank steak.
Sure, probably with a pile of chimichurri.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Black beans and rice are old, old classic. It's super simple. You cook everything in one pot, whatever flavor additions you want. It's great.
Now, let's get a little creative and see what else we can come up with.
Sure. When you're making your salsa this summer, you can add some cooked black beans to your tomatoes, peppers, blah, blah, blah. You can soak it with a nice tangy vinegar, and that will make a great salsa.
Mm-hmm.
If you have tortillas lying around, you can fry them up and make tostado, then cook some spicy black beans, smash them with a spoon. You put a layer of those beans on the tostado and garnish them with avocado, chopped onion, pico de gallo, even some hard-boiled egg, and you got a little handheld treat.
Oh, that really sounds good. And we're going to put this idea, plus a few others, including something with butternut squash, on our website.
Perfect.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.